Unit 13. Commerce through the Internet. Reading 1. Commerce through the Internet. Since the early part of the 1990s, the Internet has become a powerful force in both communication and business. Some people have compared the Internet business boom with the gold rush thinking in the United States in the 1800s. And, like the gold rush of that time, there has been a lot of exaggeration and oversimplification about how easy it is to get rich quick. Three of the biggest myths about e-commerce are discussed below, with explanations of the reality of doing business via the Internet. The biggest myth about e-commerce is, it's easy. It is true that putting up a website is easy, and even setting up the site to sell products is not that hard with the different kinds of software available today. But for a site to be effective and successful at selling these products is a lot harder. Some of the issues that large companies have to consider when they operate web commerce sites include changes in business processes, customer and supplier relationships, data access, data ownership, and marketing strategies. If a company wants to do e-commerce well, they must first solve the problem of how to get more traffic to the company's site. Sheldon Laub, Chief Technology Officer for US Web Incorporated, admits, many companies didn't realize that a website needs a good marketing program to go with it. Some companies may email their customers in order to let them know about special sales. Or companies might set up ads on websites for people with special interests related to their products. Building a site is just the first piece of the puzzle. A second myth related to e-commerce is it's cheap, especially for large companies which are trying to set up full online commerce sites. The costs are never low. Costs for the technology of doing e-commerce alone can be close to $1 million. Then there are additional costs related to marketing and integrating the existing business with the business done online. Amazon.com, one of the best examples of a company taking advantage of e-commerce, made more than US $150 million in the third quarter of 1998, just a few years after it had started up. Operating costs for Amazon, however, were very high. Millions were spent in marketing their site on TV and in magazines. Further millions were spent in running their warehouses in Europe and America. It wasn't until 2003 that the company was able to make a profit, a mere $35 million U.S. Compared to the net loss of U.S. $149 million in 2002, this was very positive, and Amazon is gaining customers. However, with operating costs now close to $1 billion U.S., Amazon shows that doing e-commerce is not cheap. Myth number three about e-commerce is that everybody's doing it. It may be true that almost every company has a website, but many of these sites are for information rather than for commerce. Many companies do not see e-commerce as a big advantage over the old ways of doing business. Customers also just do not see an advantage to shopping online for things like clothes. Online, they cannot actually try on the clothes or feel the material. U.S. Web's Loeb sees the issues related to e-commerce as similar to foreign policy. He says, e-commerce is like the market in China for U.S. companies. Most businesses probably aren't making a profit there yet, but they're in China because of the huge market potential. The returns will be a few years away. You have to have deep pockets and be willing to stay with it.